Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is FPL Focal. If you're listening to this on the Fantasy Football Scout page, please check out my own podcast on Apple Music, Spotify and Google Podcasts. Just search for FPL Focal. Welcome back for another video. In this video, we'll look at how the team's set to shape up for Game Week 7, including transfer plans and observations this week. If you missed the Game Week 7 Players to Buy video, or the 8 things we've learned, they'll both be on screen at the end. Starting off with a quick look back at how Game Week 6 went. 49 points, enough for another green arrow. It was a disastrous start to the game week, with Trent being withdrawn barely a minute before the 60-minute mark, meaning a 1-pointer rather than 6. On a bit of a tangent, I think it would be good if FPL implemented some kind of partial clean sheet system. For example, if a player makes it to half-time without conceding, then they get you 2 points. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Seems like the swing is too big, as a single minute is a 5-point swing, since the 60 minutes does also get you the extra appearance point. Elsewhere, Kukure had his clean sheet wiped out, as did Cancelo and Ederson, and Nico conceded 3 times, but fortunately did pick up the assist, which was something we discussed last week, and his attacking capability, and he won a penalty. Captain Haaland played out as the right decision. It was a really close one in my eyes, and Salah did hit the post, so on another day it may have gone differently. By far the highlight of the game week was the new transfer in, Trossard. He got 1 goal, 1 assist, and 2 bonus. He was phenomenal, and he rescued the game week from a red arrow to a green. Let's take a look at how our team's shaping up for Game Week 7 and the transfer plans this week. In goal, Ederson has perhaps the toughest fixture of his season so far against Spurs. It's a luxury transfer to sell him, and one we won't be making this week. City are comfortably top after 6 game weeks for expected goals conceded with 3.5 XGC. 3 clean sheets, and they weren't lucky not to get a 4th last game week, but his 0.34 XG was the lowest of the game week. The back four is Trent, Cancelo, Kukure and Saliba. I hope there's not a new trend of Klopp bringing Trent off early in some games, particularly before midweek football. I don't believe it will be a recurring theme, but it's something I'm conscious of, as you simply cannot have a 7.5 mil defender who's a minute's risk. It's a week to remain patient with Trent. Wolves still a poor side in attack. This season they've scored the joint lowest 3 goals, and their 6.32 XG suggests that their finishing has been under par. Cancelo's a tricky one this game week. We've talked about the drop-off in his attacking numbers, and doubling up on City versus Spurs isn't great on paper. However, there is very limited replacements. James versus Fulham's a great fixture for his attacking potential, but we're looking beyond that, and Chelsea face Liverpool in game week 8. Trippier's the only one who leaps out as a possibility, but I don't see Newcastle keeping a clean sheet away to West Ham, so it would be a bet on an attacking return. Kukure faces Fulham this game week. He's been a disappointing purchase overall. No clean sheet since buying him, and Chelsea ranks 11th in the league for expected goals conceded. Chilwell got the nod in the Champions League. You can interpret this as good or bad news really, but my gut feel is that this points towards Kukure getting the nod for the Fulham game. Long term, Kukure is a concern, however. In my eyes, James and Fofana will be better picks this season. Saliba returns to the starting 11 for a great fixture at home to Everton. Everton have had a good transfer window, and they should be on the up. This season, Everton are ranked 11th for expected goals, and their 4 goals scored is 2nd fewest after Wolves and West Ham's 3. I can hear the comments already, but Salah gets the armband as it stands. Liverpool are a force to be reckoned with at home versus on the road, and in my eyes, Salah's performances have been a little bit over-criticised. It's certainly still an option for Game Week 7, and firmly in my thinking. Trent and Haaland are also in consideration for the armband. Let me know which way you're leaning this week. What I will say is he's certainly not a sell this week, and as it stands, he's the second most sold player after Rodrigo, who is of course injured. The rest of the midfield is Diaz, Martinelli and Trossard. Dependent on Diaz's Champions League minutes, you could make the case for selling this week if he does play the 90, then perhaps the likes of Saka and Rashford are good replacements. He's one likely to make way in the coming weeks, perhaps as soon as Game Week 8, more on that later. Martinelli had a goal chalked off versus Man United due to a foul in the build-up. He took it brilliantly, and he continues to get into good areas. His 20 shots is the joint 4th most among all players with Jesus. It's another one that he can make the case for selling after Game Week 8, when Arsenal face Tottenham, Liverpool, Leeds and Man City over a run of 4 games. New signing Trossard is on the road to a leaky Bournemouth side who have conceded 18 goals more than any other team. Of course, half of those came in the Liverpool game, but they've had an expected goal conceded every 54 minutes. Their 14 big chances conceded is fifth worst in the league. Up top, it's Jesus and Haaland. Jesus is absolutely a hold this game week as well. He's been surpassed by Haaland as the most owned player in the game now, and over 200,000 managers have sold the Brazilian. Arsenal will rotate heavily in the Europa League before the fixture. The likes of Nketiah, Vieira, Marquinhos, etc. should all get a run out, with Jesus, Martinelli, Saka, etc. all rested. The big decision this week is whether to back the fixture, Salah home to Wolves, or the form, Haaland with 10 goals and 6. No player has come close to his form over the opening 6, who later went on to win the Golden Boot. He's also top of the league for expected goal involvement with 7.2 XGI, next highest is Kane on 4.95, so it really is Haaland and the rest so far. Add to that, he's 25 points clear of any other player. I read all your comments, so let me know where your head's at ahead of Game Week 7. On the bench is Ward, Nico, Andreas and Archer. It was another dreadful performance from Ward, and if you still got him as your first choice, it's time to upgrade. Nico's a great option first on the bench this game week, and not at all bad if you're forced to start him. The way Chelsea are playing, there's even a chance Andreas gets something. Moving on to the transfer plans, and it's a really tricky one this week. There is a temptation to move Cancelo on, but the question is who to bring in that could outscore him over the next couple, as Wolves in Game Week 8 does look like a great fixture for the double up. We're likely to activate the wildcard after Game Week 8, so the current plan is to roll the transfer and then make a slightly aggressive play in Game Week 8, such as Trent to Trippier, who's home to Bournemouth, and then Diaz to Fernandes, who's home to Leeds. Alternatively, Cucurella to Trippier and Diaz to Rashford. In Game Week 8, Liverpool are away to Chelsea, so it could be an opportunity for a fun one-week punt using two transfers. Of course, there is a bunch of directions the punt could go, but those are a couple of options that crossed my mind. We're here to have fun, and a one-week punt is always an enjoyable one, knowing you've got the insurance of a wildcard. If you would like to follow my team throughout the season, hit subscribe, and thank you for all the support. That wraps up today's video, thanks for watching. Let me know in the comments how your Game Week 6 went, and what your plan is for Game Week 7. See you soon for the next one.